What's the recipe for a happy relationship? Is it always being truthful, expressing your love for one another, or maybe never going to bed on an argument? Well, according to Steph and Dawn Parker, better known as the posh couple in Channel 4's Gogglebox, the secret to happy marriage is separate bedrooms. They say that uneventful sleep is a necessity for a happy marriage and must never be compromised. The commentators Lata Sharma and Ant Miller. Vinny's telling me he sleeps with his dog here. And Ant Miller with us this morning. Good morning to you, Lata. Good morning, Ant.
Good morning.
So the secret to a good relationship then, to a healthy relationship, don't sleep together.
Well, I would, first of all, I'd put you two in a separate room as well. I think you and Vinny need to go into separate rooms, never mind separate beds.
Yes, that just sounds wrong in lots of different ways. What do you think, Ant?
Listen, I think it's a really good idea. Separate bedrooms, separate bathrooms, separate walk-in wardrobes, everything.
Separate houses.
Absolutely. Meet in the middle every now and again for a wee drink and a dance around the living room. But other than that, keep it separate.
But how on earth can, how on earth can a lack of sex be good for a relationship?
Well, or do you have everything is always about.
Or do you have the sex and then go and sleep separately?
Yes, have it and go to your separate rooms. You've got the dining room, the living room, the stairs.
Oh my gosh, so romantic. So romantic, you two. I mean, no. I can understand people who want to have separate beds, but it is not a wise thing to do that all the time. I think you have to have, especially after a row, separate beds are not a good idea. You need to get into bed with each other. You need to do that thing where you don't want to touch each other. You know, you don't even want a bit of skin near each other because you're so angry with each other. But you need to be together after a row, so that in the morning,
especially after an argument, the last thing you want is somebody lying beside you, trumping, burping.
Oh my goodness!
Toenails,
trumping. That is a completely separate issue.
I'm afraid to ask what trumping is.
well, that's not really what my point about it was. I was trying to be a bit more serious about the fact that it is important for a couples whenever they've had a row to not sleep in separate rooms or separate beds. It is really important that you sort of try and stick together through those horrible wee moments that you do have in every relationship.
I've often wondered about our listeners. Norman and Bangor. Morning, Norman.
Morning, Stephen.
Do you sleep in the same bed as your wife?
Yes, why not?
Good man.
Well, because they're basically saying here a secret, the recipe for a happy relationship, Norman, is to sleep separately. Now, Vinny on the show, who you will know well, he's got bunk beds for him and his partner.
Stephen, when you have a wife beside you in bed, you don't need a hot water bottle in the winter. But Stephen, here.
Yes.
Crawley has outdone you on talkback.
Bunk
beds. You're trying to get onto his bandwagon and play music now. It was brilliant, that song.
Wasn't it lovely? Phil Coulter just absolutely lovely?
Absolutely brilliant.
I want to get him. Can we bring him? My TV show's coming back. I wonder what he'd do my TV show again. I know he's been on. I want him again.
Stephen,
that's the bottom line.
Get more music on the radio in the morning and not have to listen to these politicians.
Can we come back to?
That's a good idea. We should maybe get our politicians to sort of lock them in a bedroom with one big bed for them all to sleep in.
I wonder which of our politicians sleep alone or sleep with their wives or their partners or whatever it is. But we probably shouldn't go into that. That's not a question we should probably probe too far.
I think it'd be a good team building exercise. See, sleeping in the same bed is about having a good team building exercise. It's about getting through all the difficult times in your relationship.
What's team building about it?
Well, you know what? It's not easy being in a relationship. I mean, been in one relationship for the last 29 years, there's times when you just go, I really don't like you very much. And, you know, me being the perfect person that I am and my husband being an incredibly lucky man to have me, I always find that, you know, it's best that we try and stick together to get him over those.
You can't be going to bed for team building exercises with anybody. Bed's for your wee sleep. You can do your team building in the living room, the dining room, garden, the stairs, if it takes your fancy.
No, you
must leave the bedroom for sleeping.
Together. cuddles together. It doesn't, you know, separate beds is a very clinical way to sort of have a relationship.
Absolutely.
But, you know, then it just becomes about, oh,
boundary
get into bed for just one purpose.
Oh, dear.
No, but that's true. You mustn't just get into bed for one purpose. Being in bed together is about having conversation, catching up in the day, having
a
wee cuddle.
Listen, that's the last thing I'd want to be doing at the end of the day is talking to somebody who I've had to look at all day.
But you don't. You've got a life to live beyond just looking at each other. You've got to go to work. So you come home and you share all your wee problems and your wee grievances. Yes. And it's also a good place to share what you
still like about each other. Very important moment here. Here's the bunk bed boy.
No, that's a terrible rumour that you're trying to spread. That is Sharma. Let's move on very swiftly from that question. Anyway,
it's
you
just an innocent question.
Stephen,
for yourself's sake.
Stephen got a new bed delivered. Did you not go for like a triple king size? Did you not?
I tried to buy a super king. I didn't even really know what a super king was.
I thought you'd be more of a queen size waterbed type man. No. So what happened when you tried to buy the super king?
I got the wrong bloody bed.
Did you get one of those little race car ones with a steering wheel in it?
I got a king size bed.
Right.
Which is too small for me. I fall out the end of it. No,
what kind of way do you lie in the bed if you need
a
king size is massive.
Honey, you ask an awful lot of personal questions.
Oh, sure, I've known this Egypt for that long.
I kind of have a vision of you two like Bert and Ernie in your striped pajamas at night.
You keep that vision out of your head, Aunt Miller.
This is just so wrong.
Oh, that's a cracker.
I could see Sian rolling his eyes.
And thank you very much. Lada, thank you.
Thank you very much.
That's this farce over for today.